First of all, let me make it clear that the court order does not talk about holding 140 projects, etc., which is probably a new license. The fact of the matter is that we have challenged the constitution of the National Board of Wildlife, which in our view is not in accordance with the Wildlife Protection Act. The Wildlife Protection Act envisages about 10 independent members, and which comprises environmental experts, ecologists. So there are supposed to be 10 independent experts. Then there are supposed to be 5 independent NGOs or non-government organizations, and 10 states are supposed to be nominated on a rotational basis. Now this is the mandate of the law. I'm talking about the Wildlife Protection Act, and the specific section is section 5A, where the mandate of the National Board of Wildlife is presented, which exactly is what I just said, which means 10 independent experts, 5 non-government and 10 states. Now that's the mandate. The interim notification, which was issued on the 22nd of July this year, talks about only two experts. One who's a retired forester from Gujarat and one was a scientist from the Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore. Again, not on the merits of who they are, but the fact is they were supposed to be 10, there are only 2. Then out of the NGOs, there were supposed to be 5, there's only one NGO, which is again, not surprisingly, I guess, from Gujarat, which is headed by the Gujarat Chief Minister. It's called the Key Foundation. Again, no comments on the merits of this NGO. So the fact is that it is a fairly well-known fact that it is a government-controlled NGO. There were supposed to be 5, so again, only 1. Then there were supposed to be 10 states, out of which there are only 5 states. So that's the illegality, and therefore, in our view, the membership, which ought to have had 10 independent experts and 5 NGOs and 10 states, do not conform to the Wildlife Protection Act, as I said earlier. So that is the illegality. And therefore, anything that is constituted out of that illegal board, which seems to be the stand taken now, the subset of that is what constitutes the Standing Committee of the National Board of Wildlife, which is again Section 5B of the Wildlife Protection. So what they have done is they have only introduced these 3 people who have been there as part of the National Board of Wildlife in the Standing Committee and taken these decisions. So we've highlighted all these points, and the court was therefore pleased to issue notice. And prima facie, they have found that this constitution of the National Board of Wildlife is not in accordance with Section 5A of the Wildlife Protection Act. And the second part of the order, which we heard was, because still not uploaded, after pressing that, we need some kind of a safety net, otherwise the board may continue to take decisions through the Standing Committee. What they have said is that the board may function, but they may not give effect to any decision of the board.